Hello, welcome to Edison Owl Bites, where we discuss and review important topics in our APCS Principles course, one bite at a time. I am your host, Ms. Dina Bassett-Scott, math and computer science educator, instructional coach, and self-proclaimed engineer. Today, we will be discussing a topic that's crucial to every developer's toolkit, that is debugging. Whether you're creating apps in AppLab, like we started today, or programming in general, debugging is essential and can make or break your projects. So let's dive in and uncover the importance of debugging in the world of coding. Imagine, I provided the rubric for your AP Computer Science program for the College Board. You have to program it here. You have to be able to explain it once you're in the test. So you have to be really intimate with that. But imagine you've created page after page of cool graphical interfaces with embedded sounds, buttons, menus, etc. But after all of that, when you hit the run button, you find that your code is not working as you'd planned. This is where some of your experiences as a bug catcher come in handy. According to our code.org curriculum, debugging is the process of finding and fixing problems in code. Now, many of you are in Ms. Ruddick's AP English course, so you know that when you write a paper, your first draft is almost never perfect. You run through it looking for typos, grammatical errors, and just consistency in like your thoughts. Debugging your programs is very similar. You have to carefully review your code to find syntax and logical errors and unexpected behaviors. So just as a writer edits their work to refine it, a programmer debugs their program so that it is working as expected. Now, in a nutshell, debugging helps improve the quality of your code and keeps users from experiencing glitches or poor performance. Now, would you want to use a game app, for instance, that crashes every time you're about to get to the next level and it restarts the game? I can hear your resounding no, because I have superhuman hearing, clairvoyance. You know that from in class. But basically, the byproduct of all the debugging that you do will help deepen your critical thinking skills, help improve your capacity across all your classes. Not just this class, and help you become a better programmer. As you learn, through your debugging, you begin to anticipate issues. And as you anticipate issues, you write better and more efficient code much faster. Debugging also teaches you how to think critically and develop problem-solving skills. When you debug, you're not just looking for the immediate use. You're understanding why it happened and how you can prevent those issues in the future. You can become a better programmer because you can anticipate those problems. Now, let's talk specifically about AppLab. Since you are using it to write and debug your programs, AppLab provides a user-friendly interface for building apps. I mean, you can code in block or text formats. But even with this, it's not immune to bugs. Debugging in AppLab will help you understand the ins and outs of coding and debugging. So as you move on to more complex projects and different languages, like if you're going to be with me next year for AP Computer Science A, it'll just help you. It's just really debugging is a basic of programming. So let's just jump in, and we're going to recap some things we talked about in class today about the debugging strategies that may be helpful as you code in AppLab. Well, again, these tips come straight from our curriculum and are tried and true strategies for debugging. First, keep your code clean. Use clear, meaningful IDs for your elements and keep your code organized in chunks that do the same thing. And this is important. I can't stress it enough. Comment. Use comments to explain your code. Most computer scientists work in teams, so your code needs to communicate its functions to others. others that are reading it or using it. And until you are ready to take the training wheels off, use the coding blocks. They can help you code a little better because you'll decrease the number of syntax errors since all of that is built into the block. And as a result, you'll decrease the number of bugs in your program. So also, run your code a lot. Every time you add something, remember the scenario I opened with where a student created tons of pages and tons of code only to find that nothing worked? It was a big mess to untangle. So imagine that testing as you went along. It would have been more efficient and much less frustrating. So when doing this, use tools in AppLab, like the console log, so you can get output feedback on what parts of your program are behaving the way you wrote it or not. You can also use the speed slider to slow the code. You know, code can go by like this so quickly, and you're like, okay, what happened? If you use the speed slider, you can slow the code down so you can carefully watch how the output is behaving. And this, I can't say more, because this is, you know, helps you outside of this class. Use your resources, your human resources, your paper resources, and your digital resources. I cannot stress enough how important it is to talk and compare your code with your classmates. It just helps your future as a coder. Also, your documentation and your shared knowledge with your friends can help in debugging. To that point, don't be afraid to ask for the help. Coding community is important. As I was learning this past summer to really work with this curriculum, and when I was in college and I was learning, all of my friends that were in classes and other upperclassmen who had really coded those in those classes before I had were really helpful to me. Also, my professors, they were so helpful. So make sure you use me as a resource as well. But coding community, now things are different than when I was in school. We're so connected through the internet. It's just such a valuable resource. And I don't mean it to cheat, but debugging, you know, helping you figure out what to do next can be essential. According to Daily Dev, a developer community is a valuable resource for solving coding problems faster, finding job opportunities, learning new technologies, and staying motivated. And it's the same thing while you're in this class. And of course, it'll be essential to your future self and your success in the community as a whole, because you are a developer. You are a programmer, baby programmer, but a programmer nonetheless. So overall, when you have tons of errors sitting in front of you, it might seem overwhelming and may provoke the urge to give up, run out of class, but don't. Debugging, you know, a lot of people started off debugging. Steve Jobs started where you are and is by far one of the most recognizable people in tech. He tells anyone who will listen that the more you practice, the better you'll become at identifying and fixing bugs. And remember, debugging is not just about fixing errors. It's about understanding your code better, improving your problem-solving skills, and ultimately becoming like a crackerjack programmer like Ms. Bassett. That's all for today's episode of Edison Owl Bites. I hope now you can appreciate the importance of debugging and coding your app. And the more you do it, the better you'll get as a programmer. So keep debugging.